Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. WBEZ has expanded its arts and culture desk to include a whole team of people covering everything from music to the visual arts to dance to theater. I sat down with the latest addition to the growing team to learn more about his biggest recommendations and what he's excited to cover in Chicago in the future. Mike Davis comes to us from KUOW, a public radio station in Seattle, and he's WBEZ's new theater reporter. Mike starts by telling me what he loves about his beat.
I love that I don't have to sneak and cover theater more than everything else. I can just lean into doing what I actually want to do.
Yeah. And
Chicago has this world famous, like all the other cities are jealous of the theater scene here in Chicago. So I'm so happy to actually be here and be a part of it.
Oh, tell me more about that. So you were on the West Coast taking a look at the Midwest and envying us?
Chicago gets all of the good shows. Like y'all get the shows that they believe are going to make it to Broadway. Then you get the shows coming back from Broadway.
Yeah.
Then you get all of the new cool stuff that they're actually putting money behind and that people really want to see. So yes, I've had my eye on Chicago for a while.
Yeah, I can tell. And you're happy to be here.
Yes.
What is it about WBEZ's new arts and culture desk? And again, the theater scene that made you want to pick up your things and go halfway across the country? Because it's not an easy move.
It's not an easy move. And I know that this is audio and people can't see how beautiful this new facility is. But when I came out here to visit, I got to tour. I got to see the studios. Mm-hmm. I got to see the desk that is literally overlooking the lake. It was frozen at that time, but it was still there. Just all of those things. I saw a play when I came out here. I was very impressed. And it really felt like a really good fit.
Very fitting. Talk about doing research even before you got the role.
Well, of
That's
course.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got your first story up online right now. It's at WBEZ.org. Now, this is a behind-the-scenes look at Port of Entry, one of the most buzzed-about theater productions in Chicago this spring. What else can you tell us about the show?
Well, there's a lot going on. Coming from Seattle, man, just immigrants, right? Like, that's a really big issue in Chicago, and we hear that outside of Chicago. This show was designed with real stories from real immigrant families in the Albany Park neighborhood. And they found a way to not just show these stories to audiences, but to actually let the audiences come inside these worlds. And you're like living these stories out with the characters. It's phenomenal.
Wow. Tell us more about the folks that you met behind the scenes.
Sure. I met some of the actors. This was really interesting to me. So this is one of the hardest tickets in the city to get. But all of these actors are youth. They're in school and they're in the Albany Park Theater Project's like their after school program.
Oh, I love it.
And this is a no audition production. So any kid that wants to do this, they're finding a way to make this happen. And I got to speak to some of those kids. So I spoke to a kid who is on his second run. He's played a million different characters. He's so excited. And I also talked to a kid whose friend had literally just dragged him into this, and he's never even been on stage.
Wow.
And now he's going to be in this super popular production. And just seeing their excitement, not only of being in this, but having these stories that are so near and dear to them,
mm-hmm.
It was powerful.
Now, I got a note, tickets for this, they're currently sold out. But you can sign up for alerts for tickets that become available on the Albany Park Theater Project website,
yes.
Right? Now, the set looks incredible.
Yes.
You know, had you been to many theater productions that don't take place in a theater?
I've never walked into a warehouse from the 1920s, got inside to see that they had constructed an apartment building inside. Like, there's multiple units. There's a courtyard. You're going through hallways. You see, like, the mail slots, like, kids' bicycle. Like, it's so real. And they hired a construction company. So when you, like, knock on the wall, like, these are real walls that would be in an actual building. So just the authenticity when I was walking through,
mm-hmm.
was jarring at times, like being in the bedrooms, because it really, really felt like a bedroom.
That's amazing. All right, why don't we go through some of your recommendations,
sure.
starting with a show called The Time Machine, a tribute to the 80s. Now, this is at the Black Ensemble Theater. Why does this one make your list?
Do you like to dance, Sasha?
Love to dance.
Love to dance. Then this
Love to dance.
Is a show for you.
Okay.
We was dancing. It's not heavy on the story, but it's like a young little kid born in 2006, little youngster. He goes in a time machine doing a music history project, and his uncle just shows him all of this music from the 80s, and it was so...
And he fell in love, I bet.
He fell in love. I mean, when LL Cool J came out shirtless with the Kango doing I'm Bad, the crowd went crazy. Morris Day was being followed around by somebody with a mirror, so he was performing to himself and us doing the Bird. The crowd was so into it. It was so electric in there. I had so much fun. People would love it.
I could tell. Another production that is on your radar this month is Purpose. This is at the Steppenwolf, and this one's written by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins and directed by Tony Award-winning legend Felicia Rashad. Amazing, right?
Yes, yes.
What are you looking forward to most with this one?
Well, you just named the dynamic duo.
I mean, other than Felicia Rashad.
Yes, well, her, but also
and Brandon.
Brandon wrote, and he was the showrunner for Kindred on FX, which was a really, really good show based on a novel by Octavia Butler. So I think people will be interested in that as well. But it's a really, really contemporary look at the Black family and just all of the dynamics. They're talking politics, they're talking religion, they're talking tradition, they're talking love, and all of these elements come together. And I'm really, really excited to see this. I'm doing a bunch of interviews that haven't happened yet, but I'm excited. I think this is going to be a really, really good one.
Yeah, and some excellent news that came in just before this conversation, Mike, is that the Steppenwolf has extended this show. So it's now going from March 14th to April 28th. So even more time to catch Purpose. And we should also note that the Time Machine play that you talked about, the tribute to the 80s, that's running from March 3rd to April 14th.
Yes.
Right? Now, Steppenwolf Theater is a current WBEZ financial supporter as well, I should mention. You also recommend The Band's Visit at the Writers Theater. What do you like about this one?
This one was interesting. Theater has a way of taking, I mean, this is a culture clash, right? This is an Egyptian police band. They're Muslim. And they are going to Israel for a show.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the wrong place and get stranded overnight. So they're in this Israeli desert town. And over the course of a night, you see the different cultures of these characters come together and the different ways that they impact each other's lives. But that's not the fun part.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, there's more. So the live music is so good, but there's also roller skating. Like, there's some roller skate choreography that was out of this world.
It's giving Usher in Vegas.
Yes, yes. That might be where Usher got that. Uh-huh. I couldn't believe it. I was so surprised when I seen it, and it was so good. That alone should be enough to get people out.
And that one's in theaters right now until March 24th at Writers Theater. Before I let you go, I mean, we got to find out more about you, this great energy, how you're settling into Chicago, right? How long have you been here now?
This is week three.
This is week three. Oh, my goodness. So what do you think?
I will say every restaurant that I've eaten at has been amazing.
Yeah.
When I go to these theaters, I often just go eat at like just a random mom and pops, and I have not been let down yet. And, you know, Sasha, I'm doing a lot of research right now. I divorced the Seattle Mariners some years ago. So I'm thinking, you know, do I want to go Cubs or White Sox? I don't know yet. But that's what I'm getting ready for.
People listening will have lots of opinions on
that. Got to pick my baseball team. Got to get out and see some games.
Yeah, you got your first summertime shy coming up.
Yes. And I live by Millennium Park. So I'm excited. I'm going to be out. I'm going to be over there. Yes.
Incredible. You're in the right place.
I'm ready to go.
Well, welcome again to WBEZ and to Chicago. That's Mike Davis, WBEZ's theater reporter on the arts team. Now, you're going to be hearing a lot more from him here on the air, talking theater and much more. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Dan Tucker, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. For a full archive of our interviews, head over to WBEZ.org. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Talk to you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.